This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi virtually inaugurated and laid foundation stone of projects worth over 2 lakh crore rupees today in Andhra Pradesh from Visakhapatnam. Addressing the public meeting at the Andhra University Engineering College grounds in Visakhapatnam, the Prime Minister said it is a big day for Andhra Pradesh as the significant green energy initiatives and crucial infrastructure development projects have been launched. He said his government is committed for the development of Andhra Pradesh.
ये प्रोजेक्ट आंध्र प्रदेश को विकास को नई ऊंचाई देंगे मेन डेवलपमेंट प्रोजेक्ट के लिए आंध्र प्रदेश समेत पूरे देश को बधाई देता हूं साथियों आंध्र प्रदेश अपने इनोवेटिव नेचर के कारण आईटी और टेक्नोलॉजी का इतना बड़ा हब है अब समय है आंध्र नई फ्यूचरिस्टिक टेक्नोलॉजीज का सेंटर बने जो टेक्नोलॉजी अभी डेवलप ही हो रही है हम अभी से उनमें लीड लें
Among the projects the Prime Minister launched include the state-of-the-art NTPC Green Energy Limited's Green Hydrogen Hub project at Pudimadaka near Visakhapatnam. The Prime Minister also laid the foundation stone for 10 road construction and expansion projects and 6 railway projects. Mr. Modi also virtually laid the foundation stone for Krishnapatnam Industrial Park, KRIS City in Tirupati district, along with laying a foundation stone for the construction of South Coast Railway Zone headquarters at Visakhapatnam and Bulk Drug Park at Nakapalli near Visakhapatnam. Earlier, after arrival in Visakhapatnam, Mr. Modi held a roadshow along with Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu and Deputy Chief Minister K. Pawan Kalyan. The first meeting of the Joint Parliamentary Committee, JPC, on two bills related to One Nation, One Election was held in New Delhi today. The bills are officially named as the Constitution 129th Amendment Bill 2024 and Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill 2024. Talking to the media, committee chairperson, BJP MP P.P. Chaudhary said that the committee will make an effort to listen to all stakeholders, be it legal experts, members of civil society, or from judiciary or the political parties. He added that together with all members, the committee will decide to proceed further after taking inputs from everyone. During the meeting, the representatives of the Ministry of Law and Justice, Legislative Department briefed the members on the provisions of the proposed laws. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and his Maldivian counterpart Mohammad Ghassan Momoon today reviewed the various facets of bilateral defence cooperation, including training, regular military exercises and defence projects. They held bilateral talks in New Delhi today. During the talks, both sides reasserted firm commitment to work closely in realising the joint vision for India-Maldives' comprehensive economic and maritime security partnership. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said India is on the way to addressing long-standing challenges to build a modern, inclusive and progressive society. He was addressing the Youth Pravasi Bharatiya Divas Convention in Bhubaneswar this morning. The event was jointly organised by the Union Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports and the Odisha government. Two Indian Americans were elected in special elections to Virginia legislature. Kanan Srinivasan was elected to the state senate and J.J. Singh to the state house of delegates today. An Italian journalist, Cecilia Sala, detained in Iran since the 19th of December, has been freed and is heading back to her country. The office of the Italian Prime Minister, Giorgia Meloni, has announced that a plane carrying journalist Cecilia Sala took off from Tehran after intensive work on diplomatic and intelligence channels. Ms. Sala, a reporter for Il Foglio, was detained in Tehran 3 days after she arrived on a journalist visa. Her detention took place just 3 days after Iranian businessman Mohammed Abedini was arrested at Milan's Malpensa airport on a US warrant. In badminton, India's Dhruv Kapila and Tanisha Krasto entered the pre-quarterfinals of the Malaysia Open in Kuala Lumpur. The ace duo defeated Song Hyun Ko and Hae Wang Om of South Korea this morning. The star Indian duo will take on Chi Zhang and Xing Chang of China in the round of 16 tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.